Chal, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Nachtoim she'asas se'or l'chalik. If a baker is making dough to be mechalik it, and the Rav explains that the shear that he has when he makes it is enough to be mechayiv and challah. However, he has in mind to sell it to many different people and sell individual pieces of dough that he's going to give out to different individuals. And each chalek that he's going to be giving out, each portion is not going to have its chiv of challah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us chayiv b'challah. He's still chayiv in challah. Why is that? Like the Rav explains, because in his das, if he doesn't find people that are going to buy it, he's going to make it into one large batch of dough and he's going to bake it for himself. Noshim shenosnu l'nachtom. However, what if women would give their flour to the baker, lasos lehensor, that he should make the dough? Im ein b'shal achas man kashir, if each one did not have the shear, that which they were going to get back as dough was not the shear of challah, paturim and achalo, so they're each potter from challah. And the achronim go into Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Tiferes Yisrael, if their das was that they were going to do it together. So based on the Rash, Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, and it brings down the Beis Yosef Paskins this way too, that the time of Lisha, when the Nachtom is needing this, if they all have das that they're going to do it together, even though each one individually is going to get their own chelek, since by Lisha they all had das to do it together, they'd be chayiv. And similarly, the Tiferes Yisrael explains that if they're not makbid on each other, which is almost similar to where they have das that each one is contributing to this large amount of dough, they would also be chayiv, similar to what the Rebbe Akiva Eiger was saying. But if they're makbid, they want to keep it separate, and the person is makbid that the dough should be made from the specific flour that he gave, they would be potter from challah.